Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from Norfolk, Virginia, at a great convention called Scares the Care. Gives back to a lot of important charities. So I really like this convention because everybody wins, you know. Everybody wins. Yeah. It's wonderful. And the people that want to run it are wonderful. Thank you so much for all your feedback so far on the great program that we're doing with Jennifer McLean. As you know, I've worked about 6 months on this program. You definitely want to do this program if you can. And it's really been interesting at this convention. I had another actress that I have worked with, who's here, come up to me, and she looked at my table and looked at my prices, and she said, "Dee, why is that all you're doing for your pictures?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I know everybody tells me I should increase my price." And she said, "Look," and these are the words I want you to hear, "if you don't know your own self-worth, nobody else can match that. If you don't know your own self-worth, nobody else can match that." So she took me and she walked me around to everybody's table. And of course, I had the most credits of anybody in the room. I've been doing it the longest, probably the biggest credits. And that doesn't even include the great projects that I have coming out. So I made a decision that from here on out, I'm going to up my prices. Now, I could feel the battle of me going on within me. And so I sat down and I said, "Well, if it's up for me, it's up for everybody. So why do we continue to have this battle going on with us?" And the channel said, "It's an addendum to a core belief, and how it came out is, if I know how good I am, I won't like me." What? If I know how good I am, I won't like me. So I said, "Okay, why would that be?" Because we will have to lose all of our old stories. We'll have to lose all of our excuses about why I can't, why I'm not, why I haven't. And that literally is how we betray ourselves. And you know, if we're betraying ourselves, the God of us, who we are, must betray ourselves also by sending out the signal that I can't or won't let myself know how good I am because I won't like me and I'll have to give up all of my old excuses and stories. So that's not going to get us where we want to go, is it, guys? Nope. So we are all coming together with open heart, open chakras, to claim right now, I give myself permission to know how good I am so that I love me even more. And that's how me and the God of me always comes forward for myself. And that is the clear signal I am sending out to the multiverse. Create that with me now. All right. That was a big one for me. It's a big one for you, too. So sit with it, dwell with it, play with it, love it, and bring it into being. Now, I thought I could go to the calls, but the channel's saying no. Now we're going to a core belief now that I have you all joined with me here. Hang on. This page here, 9, 10. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Okay, not the highest words. I don't have time to really experience my self-worth. And that's how we leave our lives. So I want you all to take time after the show and sit and go, I am worthy. I am important. I am worth everything that I create, that and everything that comes to me. I am worth it. And so it is. Now I can go to the calls. Oh, I just love this work. All righty, we are going to Pat in Connecticut. Whoops. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for the message, too. I'm wondering, would you tell me what supplements, remedies I need for my health? I have almost two years ago, mild stroke, and I've been researching and really working on getting back. I'm tired all the time and weak. And if you have...
Okay. So, Pat, the very first thing that came in, baby, is it's not so much about supplements as it is about your perspective. Your
right.
perspective of the world is making you exhausted. Your perspective of the world is making you want to kind of tune out, which is what the stroke was about. So let's get to the highest perspective of what that is. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so bad at this.
How about if you're so good at it?
I'm so good at this. How green was my valley?
See there? As soon as you said how good. Yeah. So, Pat, right there, that explains the last two or three calls we've had. When I say you see your valley as green and flush, when I say you see your life as green and flush and abundant, it all goes to no.
Yeah.
You know, and your body is trying to tell you, you don't want to see your world that way anymore, baby.
Oh, I don't. And perspective-wise, I'm working on that end of it. And was hoping that maybe some sort of supplements would give me a boost.
Well, they can give you a boost. And ultimately, they're not going to make a huge change. The first thing that I'm hearing that you should look at is your adrenals. When I say
right.
you're in adrenal fatigue, which
yeah.
so many of us are, But of course, your adrenal fatigue comes a lot from your perspective, guys.
Right.
If you think the world is overwhelming, if you think the world is not fair to you, if you think you can't keep up with everything you need to keep up with, you're going to go into adrenal fatigue.
Right. And I have been doing milky oats for that exactly, and was starting to look in astragalus. May I ask one other quick question?
Yes.
Which has to do with the exhaustion. Do you see a good outcome for me when I attend small claims court next Thursday remotely?
Okay. My question to you is, do you see a good outcome?
You know what? I did until my therapist explained to me settlement hearing is about settlement. The judge will, you know, give you a price, you two a price to settle on. And my response was, but I'm asking for the damages. I'm asking for nothing more. So naively, I thought.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I would
see,
do.
So what you just said to me, Pat, was that you gave up your power of creation here that your therapist put you into.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have to be very clear about directing the energy, the multiverse, to create
okay.
what you want.
You're right.
Through
and
love. That doesn't
yes,
mean
exactly.
I'm going to freaking make this happen. That's not the energy that creates, guys. The energy of I'm loving into exactly how I'm seeing this rectified. That creates what you want.
Exactly. So thank you. I have to get back to believing in myself, which I did start out that way. And I'm going to put a note on my computer about being positive and coming from love. Thank you, Dee.
Yep.
God bless.
You bet, sweetheart. You too.
God bless.
All right. That was a great first call. Jereen, you're on, baby
yes.
cake. How are you?
Okay. Well, just wondering, my mom's 84. She did fall down and broke both shoulders and her nose.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And so right now she's at the nursing home. She expected to be there like 2 months. But recently she had like a new heart valve. So she tells me she's good. And she says that she's afraid that my sister's scaring me. And so just kind of wanting to check out where she is, kind of her will.
All right. So what's your question, Doreen?
What's her will to live?
That is the highest question. Right now, it's actually pretty strong.
Okay.
Subconsciously, you know, I need to talk about this because we're programmed. I mean, I have to be really conscious of watching my thoughts all the time about getting older. We are programmed to go, okay, well, now I'm in my 70s, and dear God, now I'm in my 80s, you know. Mm-hmm. So the time's near, right? So subconsciously, that's going on with her. Consciously, she's going, I'm not ready to go yet.
Good.
So, is there a higher message? No. It's, and, you know, here we are again, the part of us fighting the other part of us. That's really what being in embodiment means. That you have to get all of you on board, right? So
yes.
They're suggesting that you say to her, look, Mom, you got a lot of time left, and whatever time you got left, we want you to be healthy and happy and strong. So, you know, there is a belief, and I've talked about this before, that we have to get sick in order to die. It's not true. You can live up until the moment that you choose to go. You can live fully. And that's what I think we want to direct ourselves and our subconscious and our energy to know and create, right? Okay. Hold on. Is there any higher message? No. Did you get your answer?
Yeah, I was just going to check how I deal with Dad during this. Then he's getting all sad and depressed, and is he still have his will to live, I guess?
Not so much without her.
Yeah.
But so, Jereen, you have to let him know that his job is to be there to love and support and help her want to live. Okay? Because without her, he kind of loses his purpose.
Yeah.
So his purpose needs to help to be to help her now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So visit her, love her, read to her, whatever's going to make her happy, be there for her.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Love you. All right, Miss Paula in California. What's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. This call is really, really good. It's everything. It speaks to my heart.
Shocker, huh?
Yep. But my question is about my eyesight being blurry. It's like, what is it that I'm, you know, really am apparently not maybe willing to look at?
Yep, that's what
you
it's
know what
about.
I mean,
and it's a,
and
it
what
has,
is it?
Well, it has to do with health. And I it
yes.
goes to my big yes. What do you want to, what do you not want to see about your health?
I'm terrified of finding it this if there's anything wrong with me. I'm just absolute have mortal fear about that, and I don't know why I'm so terrified.
Okay.
I guess the reason I do know is because of my parents and my family and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's a past life thing.
Oh.
It's a past life thing, Paula, where and it happened to you around the age that you're at now, and that's why it's becoming more and more prominent. So you know what you have to do. Work with your past, present, and future energy and go, okay, I've already had that experience. I'm not going to have that experience again. I'm creating an experience where I live a long, full life, where I'm healthy and happy and vibrant. That's my direction to my energy in this lifetime. Now, all lifetimes come and get on board with this, and multiverse create this with us.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, see, and yeah, because I live, I'm even terrified to go to the doctor to, you know, just go get tests and check out, you know, because I just, you know, I live alone and I just think, yeah.
But Paula, that's going to help you.
Okay.
It's actually going to help you see how healthy you are.
Okay.
What they're saying is most of this is mental. Mental and emotional.
Thank you.
And it
yes.
comes from the sense memory. Every time I say past life, it goes into a helicopter, my pendulum. So.
Oh.
So
okay.
talk to your Paula in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her you're in charge on this, in this lifetime, you're in charge.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank
okay.
you. This is so
yep.
helpful. Yeah.
You bet. You bet.
I love
you too, baby. Sorry I cut you off there. Miss Deborah in Missouri, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Back in, on June 26th, my husband came in the bathroom and he just fell. And he was going through a lot of different stuff. And so I, the friends came and we called the ambulance and they took him to the hospital. And he had surgery on the next day, the 27th of June. And the doctor said that he was closed 99%, and one more percent he wouldn't be here.
And closed, they what? Just, what was closed?
His heart or artery or something.
Yeah.
His heart.
Yeah, because as soon as you started talking, the channel said he didn't just fall. It's not. It wasn't like a slip. You know, he fell.
No.
Okay.
Right.
So what's your question?
Oh, my question is he's gone through so much stuff, and then besides all this, his bladder, he ended up having to go to the hospital back again, and they put a catheter and took it out, and the next day had to go back in again because his bladder is not, you know, letting him use it, you know, use it regularly.
Yeah, it's not functioning.
And he's been going through all this. And then, we've been to the ER emergency a bunch of times. And then we went to go to a different place. And they gave him some strong medicine and stuff because he'd get spasms. And they have put the catheter back in. And then on July 14th, the people that have been so generous in helping us, my husband's horse, they were helping, and with a Kubota machine to get hay, they hit his horse and broke the horse's leg, and they wanted to put the horse down, and my husband said no. And so he had the horse, Ginger, has a cast on, and I just... My question is, what's all this mean, or energetically, or what's going on?
Well, what's going on is, sheets, book, give me a song, please, the first song that pops in.
He said, My Girl.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the...
It's the same movie, too, My Girl.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the words.
Okay.
Talking about my girl, that one?
Yes. Talking about my girl.
Yeah, hold on. She's got some, the bees envy me. I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? Okay. Deborah, this is the highest understanding, most correct. Why is he worried about you?
Why is he worried about me?
Yeah.
Why is he worried about me?
Yeah, why is
he
worried? Why is he worried about losing you?
Oh, okay. Why are you worried about losing me? He's right here.
Well, okay, ask him. Does he know?
I just
oh, he
did.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
yeah,
do you know?
I was more worried about losing me. So would you be? Well, I guess it could be that.
Yeah.
I
he
can't
was worried
hear
about. Okay, he was worried. He said he was worried about him losing me, then I would be alone. So, but. You're saying, why is he worried about me?
Well,
same
that's
thing.
The same thing.
Being alone? Yeah.
And hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? We're getting the highest information. He's got to stop worrying about you and creating what he wants for himself and for you. Because... when we worry about someone, we put our attention on what we don't want for them. That's brain science, guys. Whatever you worry about, you create more of. So he needs to be very strong in directing the energy toward he's okay, he's healthy, he's vibrant, everything goes well, and he is there to share a lot of the rest of his life with you so he can take care of you.
Okay.
Now, you also need to let him know that you're very strong and can take care of yourself while you are allowing him to take care of you. Do you understand?
Okay. Well, there's some things I can't lift, so that came to me, you know.
Well, yeah. But that's, you know, those things you can work around. You can find solutions to that. But
okay.
If his focus is on his fear that he will not be there to take care of you, then he
mm-hmm.
will create more health problems for himself.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's balance
does that have
this.
To,
go ahead.
What? Oh, does that have to do with his bladder? Because on August 10th, they're going to check again because they gave him too strong.
No, what has to do with his bladder is he's pissed off about all this. He's got to let his anger go toward himself and know that in every way he is creating himself to be there for you. You tell him to start loving himself and loving himself and loving himself, and his bladder will get better.
Will get better. Okay.
Okay. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. That served everybody on this call. As you can see, we've got a lot of health things and perspectives on life that are affecting health as the theme of this show. Thank you, Deborah.
Okay, thank you. Bless
you. Bet.
You
too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, what's up?
Hello, Miss D. Glad
Hi,
you're having
baby
a good
cake.
Time this weekend.
I
well,
am.
I'm going to fall right into the theme. Problems with my blood pressure being high and have been extremely accident prone this week. So I'd appreciate any information.
Okay. What is up with all the accidents? That's the highest question I'm going to ask right now. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. And first movie that pops in.
I can see the characters, but not the name of it.
Well, say you can see it.
I can see it. Yeah, I realized that was not the right way to go. it's not coming. I'm sorry.
No, it'll come.
Come on.
And we need it. If you get out of the way, your channel will give it to you. So just give up. And say, I know the song or the movie. What did I ask you for?
Movie,
okay. Well, you know what? They're showing me E.T. And when I say your heart is closed, I get a big yes. So, guys, when your heart is closed, your energy doesn't flow. And when your energy doesn't flow, you send out negative signals to the universe, and you literally, quote, trip yourself up. So why is your heart closed, Kathy?
I'm here. I think it's being responsible in a situation I really don't want to be in.
Yeah. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Because you think you have to. No, the highest word is supposed to. You think you're supposed to.
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. So my question to you is, how can you take care of the situation by allowing someone else to come in and help you?
Well, I actually have been doing that. I have caretakers that are doing the
yeah,
major amount.
Yeah, but you feel guilty about it.
Well, that's a revelation.
You feel guilty about asking for help. You feel guilty about not claiming your self-worth, which is what I started the show with. So you are worth making your life easy, guys. You're worth making your life easy. You're worth charging what you should be charging. You're worth doing what makes you happy. So, can you direct your heart to open now, please?
Well that definitely, that opened the floodgates.
Yeah. That opened your heart and your chakras. But, you see, when I say the majority of people on this call are doing the breathing exercise every day, it goes right to no. So, guys, all I can tell you is the channel brings you the information. If you are not doing it, you get to reap the, you know, life that you're creating then. You've got to direct your day in the morning and do the breathing exercise to create your life. It's a big 15 minutes out of your life to create flow in your life. Isn't that worth it, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're going to start doing it?
Yes, I have the course with Jennifer and have been going through it.
Well, that's great. The breathing exercise is written out on the e-blast, and for a big $25, guys, you can download it on IMD Wallace, and I've recorded it all, so that all you have to do is play it and do it with me. I've made it as easy for you as I can, but you guys have to choose to, okay? You bet. I love you. You know that.
Love you, too. Love you, too.
Thank you. All righty. Boy, the internet here is slow. Miss Katie in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I am planning on moving, and I'm trying to figure out where to move to, and I'm also looking for employment. And it's between, I'm in Georgia, and I'm open to moving to the tri-state area, like the New York City area or Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm not feeling, you know how you just have a knowing feeling or a,
yeah, I do, but you're not following it.
I'm not feeling anyone, any of them, any knowing feeling. Like, I don't, you know, you're like, I know I'm going here.
That's not true. You don't have a knowing about any of the places you mentioned. But if you drop into your heart, you're called to go somewhere. Where is it?
My heart, is it New York? Or the
yep.
area?
When I say the tri-state area, it goes to no. But New York, I get a yes. And then the first thought that they give me that you have is, but it's too expensive.
Yes, yes. And I was even crying because I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to have to move back in with my mother. It was just a horrifying experience. And I was
okay,
like,
you see, that's not how you're going to create what you want.
Okay.
You're putting all your attention on what you don't want.
Fear, right.
All right, guys,
you know
come on. You know this. You know all this. I want
you,
you
know
to
what,
start
though, I,
implementing it in your lives yourself. You know how to do all this. What do I want? I want to be happy. I want to make more than enough money. I want to
live money.
Mm-hmm. At someplace that feeds my soul, that excites me,
mm-hmm.
I want health, and I want great relationships. So all those things
right.
feel like love. Yeah, but you're not doing it, Katie, like Kathy. You're not doing it.
You know what? This whole experience happened to me before. Like, I lived in Georgia and, say, didn't have employment and moved back in with my mother. And I realized it was, it created a fear. And then I realized, hey, I'm thinking I'm back in the same situation. That's probably why I started crying and stuff.
Well, you're in the same situation because you created it.
Okay.
By not creating what you want.
You want. Okay.
So, what do you want? Again,
I want to make more than enough money. I want to be happy. I want to live a fabulous life. I want to travel. And I want to feel good about, you know, I want to love where I'm living at, you know, but I don't feel I love New York City, though. You know what I mean? I mean, my family is there, but I don't feel I love the town.
Well, the channel is saying you do. There is a certain...
Probably, but I feel loved there, though. Like, you know, I love my friends. You know, I grew up there. So, you know, I have my friends there. And I
do you
feel
like
happy
the village?
With them, you know. The village.
You're telling me the Greenwich
yeah.
Village. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So start looking there. Start feeling into living in the village with all the
wow.
artsy people.
Okay.
Okay. But you see, you have to allow yourself to play there, Katie. What you do is.
Or believe
yeah,
it's possible. Or believe it's possible.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do do that. I do do that. I do.
I know.
I do do that. I do.
They're telling you to do that. That's why I said it.
Then, yeah.
And you know
literally,
that's not
have,
how you're going to create what you want. So
right,
you start
okay,
doing
this, okay.
this work and living this work, and then call me and tell me all the stuff that came together for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Oh, my God, you guys. Smack the shit out of you. Maria, what's up?
Don't do that. I don't want to be sick. I'm calling because I ended up having twofold. So I found an unexpected lump at the bottom of my digestive tract somewhere. Some I don't even know the area how to describe it. And I wanted to know the channel's feedback on that. It came up suddenly, and I
don't get that it's malignant. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm
Is
not
it?
A doctor. I am not a doctor. You should
right.
definitely check in with your doctor.
We have several appointments pending, so I will take time. My concern was...
The channel also wants you to know that's where you are largely focused on is what's wrong with me. And if you are focused on what's wrong with me, you will always have to find something and create something to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little, I was having moments on that because it was new. All of a sudden I'm working on moving on, but I felt like I receded and I've not been okay or feeling okay.
This is how you recede, is you get just to the point of moving on and then you go, oh, what's wrong with me? And that's how you betray yourself. By always needing to find something physically to have to take care of or worry about. And most of the time, the channel says, it's not there. Okay, so what was your second question?
Because of my stomach overextended and inflamed, I've not been able to eat properly or take supplements properly. So I had stopped the fibroid and hormone supplements I was doing, and I just started reintroducing, but I had an increase in symptoms. Is that the best course, or should I be doing something else?
Well, there's a belief system that's creating all this. Am I going to a core belief? No. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
I was watching just the Love Boat TV show on reruns.
Okay.
So I can listen to the song because
okay.
I really, really like the song.
Yeah. You just need a lot more fun and joy in your life, dude.
This is true.
Do you understand that fun and love and joy creates more health, guys?
Yes.
I mean, that is literally brain science and spirituality and religion. The more fun, the more joy, the more you love yourself, the more you give yourself what you want, the healthier you are. So you've come a long way, a really long way, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little ways to go to allow yourself not to keep practicing that habit. You want to practice the habit of, what's right with me today? How healthy am I today? Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Miss Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Well, hello, baby.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Hey, I got to share something with you. First of all, that webinar the other night was just off the charts, so thanks for that. Wow.
My God, wasn't it? And what you brought in, oh, my God, that webinar was unbelievable. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. But I have to tell you something I faced, I guess the next day or whatever, doesn't matter. My biggest fear in my life has always been of snakes, just something that I've always had a fear of. So I opened the front door, and, oh, my God, there one is right, you know, trying to say hello to me. And I'm like, now, ordinarily, I would have been on the ceiling. You would have heard me calling your name. I probably would have flown there without even, I mean, and I just stood there, and I even looked at it, and I said, I love you, baby snake. Go back to your mommy. And I thought, what the fuck am I sorry? What am I doing?
And
I mean, it's just been crazy. I haven't had any terrible dreams, nothing. And I feel like I stepped over a line of something that just opened
up. Yeah, you stepped over
freedom.
A line of fear. You stepped over a line of fear.
Yeah.
And you didn't allow your fear to take you over.
Right.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I want to know what the snake did.
Well, it just... sort of, it didn't go slither back and forth, which creeps me out even more. It went up and down like a little hilly thing up against the side of the house and just crawled away.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't follow it.
Well, you know, guys,
that's what
fear does.
Yes.
When you look at it and you go, I'm not going to react to you anymore.
I sent it love. I really did. I said, go back to your mommy. I felt like it, even whether it was a baby snake or not, I wanted it to be a baby and go back to its mommy.
Yeah, well, it worked, whatever it was.
Whatever it was, but I just said.
But you, can you imagine? I mean, if you had gone into reaction, screaming and getting all upset and probably getting a broom and trying to scare the freaking thing to death, and then it's going to react.
Oh, no, I would not have gone that close. When I say chicken, I mean
it is such a representation of dealing with fear.
Shedding my fear, yes.
Yeah.
I just, wow.
Well, that's great,
and
Mary. You
after
and Kay,
all the stuff we
Gabby's died. Gabby's fiance scared to death of snakes. I said for his little girl's birthday party, I said, oh, let's get the reptile people. I went, ah, no.
How was that? I knew it.
I have a picture of Gabrielle when she was probably 4 with this huge boa constrictor around her neck at one of her reptile parties.
She had reptile parties when she was 4?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. What a brave girl.
Oh, yeah. Every year we had the reptile people come. And they brought alligators. And they brought boa constrictors. And all kinds of reptiles. And it was real educational for the kids. And the kids just loved it. The parents were 20 feet away. Crazy what we learn to be afraid of. Listen to these words. We learn fear, guys.
Yeah,
we
learn
fear. All right. Well, Mary just very graciously and humorously told you how to deal with all the fears that we've talked about on the show today.
Yeah. And it works.
I love you. Thank you. I appreciate me for facing you, and now you can slither away. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mary.
You. Goodbye.
Love it.
I love you, baby.
Oh, my God. That's great. All right. I've got time for a quick one more. Johanna in New Mexico, you're on.
Hi. I have a quick question. So I'm often out of breath and on the verge of tears, and there's this heaviness in my chest. And when I do the 4-4 breath, which I've been practicing, I feel like it kind of gets stuck in my throat. I don't really relax.
Yeah, because you're not speaking the truth of your godliness to yourself. And it's a huge helicopter on my pendulum. You need to speak your godliness to yourself, your magnificence to yourself, Johanna.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
Okay.
What do you love most in the world?
What do I love? My family, nature, beauty.
See? You have so many things you love. Now, I want you to take that love and give it to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get up every day and you go, today I'm going to love me more and more and more. I'm going to be love. I am love. I'm going to send out love to everybody I meet, and I'm going to call in love from everybody I meet and everywhere I go. Because God is love. It's really that simple, guys. And you're God. So you have to be love. You just have forgotten how to experience the love of the God you are. That's all it is, baby.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
You are welcome very much. And that's a great note to end on, guys. Let's all come together and very clearly state the intention to the multiverse. I am the God of me, and I love who I am. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.